Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio on this Friday, January the 30th, 2026. Here in San Antonio, it is cold today, my friends, but we're about to get real hot. We're going to chat with a candidate, with a new friend of ours, Mr. Ricardo Rick Martinez. Rick is running for Texas State House 125, and we want to chat with him and get to know him better and have him tell us a little bit about himself and what he's running for and what is going on in his district. So let's welcome him. Ricardo, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Thank you, George. I really appreciate having me on.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what inspired you to run for this office.
Well, I was born and raised in a military base in Germany where my dad served 30 years in the United States Army. So I consider myself partially an immigrant, but I was born and raised with an American birth certificate and a passport. But my mother chose to put me in a German school because she was a German native. And I stayed in Germany with my family all the way till I was 18, 19. Always only knew America from the TV, you know, and the high school football stuff. We've never had that in Europe, right? So I was really impressed when I came, when I was a young man, I came finally to America, right? And I stayed in America for 3 years up in Lubbock, Texas, where I went to school, Texas Tech area up there. And then I moved for the last almost 20 years down to McAllen, Texas, what is right here on the southern border to Mexico. And now since 10 years, I made San Antonio my home, and I love it over here. I will retire here. I will stay here. I have my family over here. I build all my businesses and my charities here. So this is the place where you're going to see me for the next 50 years if I get that much, God willing.
Excellent. Now, this district that you're running for, District 125, tell us about the district. Where is it located, and what are some of the issues that you're looking at there?
Yeah, the district is actually on Shanefield, 1604 Shanefield, Culebra. It actually got extended 2 years ago, a little bit more to the north, far west area. Then it goes down all the way to Leon Valley, Bandera down, 1604 Bandera, all the way down to 410. And then from 410 is actually a large space, also 410 down south, going all the way to the Rosedale Park. And sadly, my area is highly blue, so it's going to be an uphill run or fight, but I'm willing to take that fight because it's just so much happening in our district, as you know yourself, you know, with crime in the city of San Antonio, the budgeting, the spending, the business closing down left and right, and I just saw myself, I need to do something and get involved. What I am already with the community, but I'm at a point where I need to push my, not just beliefs, but our beliefs and our common sense up to Austin, because the city of San Antonio is highly blue, as we know, and I want to make sure that doesn't spread over the whole state of Texas, and I just want to make sure that we keep Texas red.
Tell us a little bit about the current incumbent in that district.
Well, the incumbent is Ray Lopez, but he's retiring, and there's four Democrats in that race. One of them used to be a Republican, apparently, but I guess he doesn't believe he can win as a Republican, so he switched Democrat. Then Donovan Rodriguez, my apologies, he's the former campaign manager of Ray Lopez, the incumbent. So basically, if you vote for, or if they're going to vote for him, you're just going to get a little bit of the same. And that means, men and women's bathrooms. It's going to mean the abolish the police. Abolish the police and abolish ICE. You know, and that I'm not having that. Okay. So, and there's two other Democrats running, but I really don't want to bring them up because right now I'm in a primary, and the other gentleman that's in a primary against me, I have not seen anything of him. I only had one brief conversation with him, and I have no real clue what he stands for.
Gotcha. Tell us about your goals. Should you be elected, what are you planning to do? What would you do?
Well, as most of our followers and supporters know, my number one issue that I have is public safety, okay? In our neighborhood, crime has risen a lot, and as we all know, the city of San Antonio is trying to get more police officers, but that didn't happen because of their budgeting. So what I would like to do is, if I get elected, as we know, our governor, Greg Abbott, who's probably going to be the next governor as well again, as well as with like-minded representative as myself, I would like to see if we can get with the United States Congress, as well as the United States Senate, to see if we can get some grants to support our local law enforcement, especially in the whole state of Texas. Remember, we have four of the biggest cities in America right here in Texas, but we also have four of the biggest cities with the highest amount of crime here in Texas. We're talking about Harris County, Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin, and enough is enough. So what we need to do is we need to support our law enforcement, because it's pretty simple common sense. More police officer, less crime. Less police officer, more crime. And it goes down the hill when you have a lot of crime. And I'm talking about business, you know, safety. If you have a crime-ridden area, nobody wants to open up a business then, right? And me as a business owner, I want to make sure that when you open up a business where you can support your family with, or give employment that supports other families, that we're making sure that these places are safe to go to work at, go to school at, and these families get paid very well, because if you go to an area where it's a lot of crime, the jobs over there don't pay much.
Yep. Yeah, well, nobody wants to work there. Nobody wants to work or live there.
Exactly.
Yeah. There was a situation today, and again, folks were speaking on Friday, January the 30th, but apparently there was a shooting over in that district on Old Highway 90 West, that involved an 11-year-old girl that was shot apparently in a road rage incident.
It's ridiculous.
It is. I mean, you know, there are the crime is through the roof in San Antonio, and yet the police are told to de-escalate. To be soft on criminals or anyone that they arrest, while nobody's telling the criminals to be soft or de-escalate. Your thoughts?
George, let me tell you this. If we're going to give the left and the Democrats even more leeway, they're going to start the same thing as what I call the crazy mayor up in New York, Mandani, wants to do. He doesn't even want to send police officers out. He wants to send social workers out. Imagine you have a shooting somewhere around and you call them. It's like, don't worry about it. We're going to send you two social workers. What are they going to do? How are they going to defuse the situation or take out a violent assailant out? It's just not, there's no common sense in that party anymore, you know?
Nope.
And we have to fight for what we want to keep. And I want to keep, like I said, I just don't want to keep Texas red. I want to make Texas like it used to be. Remember in the 70s and the 80s, or even the beginning of the 90s, where you can go down the store and leave your door unlocked? You know, where the kids can go with the bicycle and pick up a soda pop,
yep.
You know, down at the ice cream shop and come back and everything was cool?
Yep.
At this point, if I had a daughter, God's sake, I have a teenage boy, what is already a handful, but if I had a daughter, I would be worrying every single day, letting her go by herself to school, come home, or hang out with some friends, and it shouldn't be like that.
You're right. You're right. You're constantly being careful as to what to watch out for. There's also the issue of homeless that are dangerous, and nobody will talk about that as well.
That is correct. When it comes to homeless, what we need to do, we need to address mental illnesses, okay? We also need to get, I'm a big believer, I'm not a big fan of the VA, but my family was all military, right? And the VA, we had some issues with the VA because of waiting times and all that stuff, but what we need to do is, with veterans who happen to be homeless, we have to start trying to get them out of that scenario first, okay? We need to make sure that they're taken care of. When it comes to mental health, illness, or housing, or whatever, we need to pick them out first, because those folks already sacrificed everything for our safety, for our freedom, for our peace, and we letting them just rot over there in the streets while it's cold, while they're hungry. And that's not okay. I'm not saying let anybody else who's not a veteran just be out there. No, we should take care of everybody. But honestly, when it comes to something like that and being a military child, I prioritize the military.
You got it.
I really do.
You got it. All right. Once again, let's tell us where the people can follow you and support you, and tell us once again about the position that you're running for, buddy.
Yes, absolutely. So our webpage is voterickfortexas.com. You can find our office address of our new campaign office. Everybody can swing by, give us a call. If y'all want to come by and talk to me, I will take care and time for everybody. I want to make sure I have a big transparency and be an open book in case anybody wants to ask me something. Our office phone number is on that webpage as well on Facebook. We just look up Ricardo Rick Martinez, or just follow you, George. If they find you, they're going to find me, brother.
you got it, buddy. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with our good friend Ricardo Rick Martinez, who is running for state office, Texas District 125.
Correct.
Rick, you take care, and we will talk to you soon. We'll get you back on the show soon, buddy.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, George.
Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.